AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The city of Virginia Beach, Virginia is reeling tonight after a mass casualty shooting at a local government complex. 11 people were shot and killed by a disgruntled city employee, Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer.
This is the most devastating day in the history of Virginia Beach. The people involved are our friends, co-workers, neighbors.
Police Chief Jim Severa says the gunman opened fire at the end of the workday.
The suspect entered Building 2. He's a longtime employee of Public Utilities. I will not release his name at this time. And he immediately began to indiscriminately fire upon all the victims.
Police shot and killed the gunman. Six other people were injured in the attack. We're hearing reports of workers huddling together in other offices after hearing the gunshots fired. In Washington, the White House is defending the president's plan to tax all imports from Mexico because of illegal immigration into the U.S. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
They've done some, but not enough. Again, they have absolute ability and authority to do a lot more than they're doing.
The idea of another trade war sent stocks tumbling today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 354 points. The S&P 500 dropped 1.3%. Missouri's lone abortion clinic can stay open for now, pending a full court hearing. A psychiatrist testified that a South Carolina father, Timothy Jones Jr., was insane at the time that he killed his five children. That testimony ended the defense presentation. Amtrak says because of Midwest flooding, it has to suspend rail service between St. Louis and Fort Worth. That service will be out for at least a week. This is AP Radio News. Changes may be coming in the future for nationally televised spelling bees after last night's stunning victories.
Usually at the end of the national spelling bee, the winner is seen holding the trophy over his or her head. This year, the money shot was of all eight winners with their hands on the big prize. Bee officials determined that they just might run out of words before the final field of eight could be whittled down to a champion, so they decided that all eight would become co-champions if they were to finish three more rounds. The co-winners closed out the bee by spelling 47 straight words without a miss. They will not have to split the spoils. Each gets a winner's share of $50,000 and a trophy to call their very own. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Chicago's top prosecutors just released more than 2,000 pages of documents in the Jesse Smollett case. Kim Fox says she recused herself because of false reports, that she was related to the Empire actor who claimed he was the target of an attack. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes seven nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This is Chelsea Handler from Dear Chelsea. If you travel a lot with your dog like I do with Doug, feeding them well on the road can get surprisingly complicated, especially when you're touring 30-plus cities, staying in hotels, flying, driving, and basically living out of a suitcase. Frozen dog food sounds great until you realize you don't exactly have a freezer backstage. That's why I started bringing Just Fresh from Just Food for Dogs. It's real fresh dog food made with human-grade ingredients with meat and vegetables you can see in the bowl, but the difference is it's shelf-stable, which means I don't need a freezer or a cooler and there's no prep. So now I can throw a few packs in my bag and Doug still gets a healthy meal wherever we are. Doug absolutely loves it, and I like knowing I am feeding my baby something that's actually good for him. It's also the number one vet-recommended fresh dog food made without preservatives or fillers. Go to justfoodfordogs.com and get 50% off your first order.